So we have a wonderful editor coming on, and you are cordially invited to read Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. We're going to be chatting in just a few minutes. Okay, with Terry Barnes, who is on the line with us as I broadcast live from Wheeler's Cove, and award-winning independent publisher Elva Reza Publishing presents truly a heart-touching book. It is comprised of a collection of personal stories from more than 40 military family writers. They've all contributed their tales in a very successful new book that you ought to buy. It's a great gift. It would make wonderful reading for yourselves. Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. Please join me in welcoming Stars and Stripes columnist and editor of Stories Around the Table, Terry Barnes. Good morning, Terry.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
I can't tell you what an honor it is. You know, this is a wonderful day. It's Veterans Day, and wow, what an appropriate time to share this book's goodness with our radio audience.
Well, thank you. We feel the same way, of course, as a group of writers who have put this together, because the stories are what connect us as a community, both in the military, and then also our stories can connect us with the civilian community as well, to get those stories out about our families and about how these things that you were just discussing affect us as families as well as a nation.
Terry, before we take a seat around the literary table, so to speak, and I get you a cup of coffee as we schmooze here, tell us about Elva Reza Publishing and your specialty books.
Well, Elva Reza Publishing is a small independent publisher that has an imprint, and I believe it's the only publisher that has an imprint completely dedicated to titles for military families, and that includes for adults and for children as well. So we have books like Surviving Deployment by Karen Pavlison that's all about, as you can imagine, surviving deployment. And she's also written a book called Life After Deployment. And we have books for children to help them cope with deployment. And we have a book called Military Spouse Journey, which is for military spouses, just helping them navigate military life through positive, you know, positive strategies for making this life work. We have a new book called Right Side Up that's by Judy Davis. And it's about staying right side up in military life when all the emotion and the turmoil wants to turn you upside down. They've also published a collection of my columns from Spouse Calls called Spouse Calls Messages from a Military Life. And then our newest, of course, is Stories Around the Table, which encompasses a lot of the subjects, if not all the subjects, that we cover as a publisher as well. So it's a sampling of a lot of the type of things that we cover as a publisher for Elva Reza.
Awesome. This truly is so wonderful. We will also touch upon your Stars and Stripes columns, but if folks listening would go to militaryfamilybooks.com, is that the correct address?
That's correct. That's correct. You can find books by Elva Reza and by other publishers as well. That's a distributor, a good location just to go for any books about the military family.
This is terrific. I want to salute Reza Books and Publishing for doing this. I can't think of any other publisher who has a specialty books area. So congratulations on that, Terry. Where did the inspiration come from to compile all of these fabulous stories around the table?
Well, it originally came from a military spouse who owns Elva Reza Publishing, which is probably why she's so focused on military families. She was married to a Marine who unfortunately died of cancer about 10 years ago, but she stayed really connected to the military family. And her name is Karen. And she had a phone call from a young spouse who was looking for a book about military life. And, of course, we have so many to offer, but she could only afford one. And so Karen said, there really should be one book. There should be one book that people can go to. But she said, what I really wished I could have done for that young spouse who called was to invite her to sit at my table and sit with a group of other military spouses or military family members to talk about military life and just to get insight and support. And so she wanted to create that in a book form. And so it was Karen's dream to create this book that's like having dinner with a group of military family members talking about life and all the different things that we face, all the challenges and the rewards of military life.
And so it feels the feeling as we're around this symbolic table is that everyone is a friend and everyone has something to share, whether it's humorous or whether it's tragic. There's always a connection of friendship around this table that I found absolutely fabulous.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm really happy to hear that you got that from reading the book, because that is really the way it felt putting it together. Many of us knew each other. We became friends through working on this book. But with 40-plus authors, there's such a breadth of experience in this book. We have a woman who writes about losing her husband in combat, and she's writing about her own experience, and a woman who writes about how her children dealt with her husband's being wounded in combat and that experience, and another writing about infertility and what that looks like in military life, and adoption, and a young girl. We have a 12-year-old author writing about having a sister with a disability and how that plays out in their family and how they work really hard to incorporate her into their family. So
yes,
you have that breadth of experience, but each one writing about his or her own personal experience, so that depth of empathy is there. They're not writing about something in the abstract. They're writing about what they have really lived. And so
yes,
that really gives it that closeness that you're talking about.
It certainly does. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to pick a few of the stories around the table. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a must-have book. It is so successful. I know it will touch your heart with the laughter, the wisdom, the strength in military life. Stories Around the Table. This is an Elva Ressa book, and it's available. We can go. Tell us, where can we get this first? Online?
Yes, the best way to get it is through militaryfamilybooks.com.
Good.
Because I don't know if you have heard this already, but Stories Around the Table, a portion of the profits goes to benefit Operation Homefront, which is an organization that does all kinds of good things for military families and returning veterans, including veterans housing and those kinds of things. So the best benefit to Operation Homefront comes from those books purchased on militaryfamilybooks.com. So
sure,
that's probably the best way. There may be a lot of other ways, but that's probably the best way and the best place to get the books.
You know, between what I was talking about just minutes before you came on the air, Terry, and our special guest this morning is Terry Barnes, the editor of this wonderful book that you'll want, Stories Around the Table. I was touching upon everything from combat injury and post-traumatic stress to all of the moves that families in the military must make. My family was the same way. My dad was not in the military, but we moved 13 times.
Wow.
Growing up. So so I identified with military families. There was a great connection there.
Of course.
But perhaps we've heard the expression, there's 99% of the people, and then there's the military families that make up 1%. And this book is, I think, a way also for most of us who have never moved 13 times to appreciate the sacrifices our military families make.
Well, we certainly hope that for this book, that it's not just a book for military readers, that it is a book for civilians to read and connect with us through these stories. So you've hit the nail on the head. It shows in a lot of ways that we are, the things that we have in common with everyone, because military life is not from outer space. It's the same kind of life that everyone lives. So we deal with our children, we deal with moving, we deal with schools, choosing schools, we deal with marriage, communication, all those kinds of things, jobs, finances. We deal with all of those same things that everyone deals with, but with the overlay of moving and of deployment and of those kinds of demands. So there's a similarity, and then there are the contrasts between how we deal with things. And we really do hope these stories illustrate that.
Let's take a look at some of the stories in Stories Around the Table, Terry.
Well, there are some really good ones. I've mentioned already Briley Rossiter, she's 12 years old, and she's our youngest author in the book. And she writes in such a sweet way about her little sister, who is 10 years old, who has a rare genetic disorder that is it robs her of her neuromuscular ability and eventually will end her life. But she just writes in such a sweet way about how her family incorporates Briley, and what they have done is they have begun to run races with Briley in a running stroller, Briley pushing her little sister Ainsley in a running stroller. And she just talks about how much she loves her sister. And so that's just a really touching story, and she's a Marine daughter. There's also, I mentioned, a story by Artis Henderson, who is also the author of a book called Unremarried Widow. And she writes about the loss of her husband, Miles, who was killed in combat very early in their marriage. And when I asked Artis to write, I didn't know what she would write about. But she, when she sent her story and I read it, it was something I had not even thought about, because she wrote about the loss of the children she would never be able to have with Miles. And this is something, as she writes, with speaking with other friends of hers who are also widows, this is so common for young widows to feel not only the loss of their husband, but the loss of the future that they had planned with that husband. And so she writes about that story. And I think that's a perspective that we don't think about. Even within the military community, we don't think about that kind of loss.
Yeah, these are all very real reminders that we can hold in our hands as we read and realize that a lot of people in the military have felt this way and have gone through similar experiences. And this is yet another reason to gather around your wonderful literary table and share these stories. Can you share another one with us, Terry?
Absolutely. There's a story, you were talking about the transition and the moving and that part of military life. There's a story by Tom Litchford, who is a Navy husband. His wife is active duty, and he is a writer as well as a dad. And he wrote a piece called Moving the Lighthouse. And it's he takes the example of moving Cape Hatteras Lighthouse when they had to move it to save it from the ocean to the way we have to adapt in military life. Sometimes the adjustments we have to make are a gigantic undertaking, like moving a lighthouse. But you want your family to survive. You want your marriage to survive and be healthy. And so you do what it takes to make that happen through transitions, whether it's career or deployments. That's what you do. And he paints a beautiful picture of that.
Oh, how wonderful. Folks, if you're wondering about the book, it's Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. This is an Alva Reza book publication, and more than 40 writers have compiled their voices, and they have started a conversation that we want you to be a part of. All our military family members, and each one has a very special story to share with us, most especially on this Veterans Day 2014. Finally, I want to ask you, Terry, to step away as your official editor's job, take off that hat, and tell me as a person, what has editing Stories Around the Table taught you personally about life?
Well, the amazing stories that are out there, it has taught me that everyone has a story. I guess I knew that already, but it really reinforced that belief that if you just ask, there are amazing stories out there. People that I knew that I asked to write, I thought I knew what they would write, and they wrote something completely eye-opening and amazing. So I think that's a lesson for life that, and of course, we want people to read this book and hear these stories. We also want you to take that book and take the lesson of that book to talk to people around you, to get around a real table, tell real stories. And if you know military families, get them around your table. If you're a military family and you don't know civilian families, find them. Get them around your table. Share those stories, because that is what connects us as a nation. And because you mentioned that military being such a small percentage, sometimes we can feel disconnected. And it's important as we move forward, and there are so many needs in the military community, returning veterans, families, and all those issues, to be connected. The connection is important for us to be connected to our civilian counterparts and our civilian population.
What a fabulous book this is. Thank you, as we gathered around your virtual table this morning, sharing a cup of coffee. And folks, if you'd like more information, militaryfamilybooks.com is one address. The other, if you'd like to find out more about the specialized books for military families, ElvaResa.com. That's ElvaResa.com. Two of the sites that you can visit us. And Terry, I want you to know that we are so, so very happy and thrilled that you had a moment to share with us on this Veterans Day. Do us a favor. Please thank Blanquita Cullum, who's a dear friend, for helping us arrange this. Would you do that?
I will. I'll be glad to. Love BQ.
Oh, here to give her a military hug from all of us here, and know that we are squarely behind what you're doing at Stories Around the Table. What a terrifically successful book. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Enjoyed having coffee with you.
Likewise. Terry Barnes, editor of Stories Around the Table. And they will continue following these breaks on the Midday Magazine.
Always on air, always online, always free. AM 1420 WBSM.
Life is so sweet at Emma Jean's Cupcake Factory and Candy House. Select a ready-made basket or have the friendly staff custom